This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 minutes after the hour. We're going to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. I'm sure we're all excited about this. People get all worked up about the list that is published by Talkers Magazine every week at talkers.com of the top stories in the news talk radio world, put together, compiled, if you will, by the folks. That was a synonym, Michael. Did you notice that? Put together, compiled.
Compiled, that's, if you will.
Yes, please.
What does if you will mean? Does that mean, do I have your permission to use two words?
Yes, you do. Yes. Okay. If you choose to use if you will, you may do that.
Right, if you will.
You'd like to do that. Yeah, this could be a whole exercise in wonderment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The stories for the week of March the 6th through the 10th. Pretty dominant. Well, I'll let you go through the list. I'd encourage you to give us enough time to talk about something beside Russia and the Ukraine war, because there are, in fact, other things going on. Although, if you listen to the radio, you would find that difficult to believe. Anyway, what's going
they're,
on?
They're hidden in the microscopic recesses of early Sunday morning.
Yes.
It's at 4:03 a.m. Central Pacific time.
Yes, Central Pacific time.
I mean, not Pacific West Coast time. I mean Central Pacific Ocean time. Okay, here we go with the chart of wonderment. At number 10, International Women's Day. Bing. At number 9, climate change and immigration.
You know what? Let me interrupt you for just a second.
We did
on the DJV program talk about some of the women who made fabulous advances, and then I always grouse about the fact that it shouldn't be women, it should be just achievements, but we're so immature that we still separate people out by the color of their skin and their sex and that sort of thing. It seems very immature. But then you look at if we're fighting the way we are, war is, by definition, immaturity at its worst. So, you know, you guess you can't expect. There's a lady who's been named the captain of the largest nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in the world, and she got our focal point, or was the focal point of discussion. But there are plenty of other women. You know, the lady who's been put up for the Supreme Court. But I say, not taking away from their achievements, it's just too bad that we're still so childish, so immature, that we, you know, are concerned about things like that. And then, you know, you can have the discussion that I think we started to last week about the person who's the most qualified. Why should it make a difference what their sex is, what their color, the color of their skin is, you know, that kind of stuff. But we, apparently that's still is part of the growing process. Will we ever get to be mature, Michael? That's the question.
Well, it, as we listen to your diatribe about that, we've all grown more mature just chronologically. You've just devoted more time to discussing International Women's Day than all the other hosts in talk radio combined.
Okay. So then
I'm kidding with you. The truth of the matter is you touched on something very interesting, and that is this is a global celebration, whatever that word means, you know, UN-endorsed acknowledgement of International Women's Day, and whereas in the United States some of these issues no longer seem as pressing, around the world women still are persecuted on levels that are shocking to our sensibilities, let alone annoying to our sense of fairness. I mean, we're talking shocking.
Yeah,
so this is the key to this is that it's International Women's Day, and we should keep that in mind.
By the way, you know,
what a
wonderful world, what a descriptive world. Talk about speaking visually, shocking. That's a great word. Thank you for using it.
I'm still shaking from having uttered it.
Shocking.
Okay. Number 9, thank you. Climate change tied with immigration reform. Number 8, big tech tied with social media. They're connected. Not all of our ties are connected. In some cases they are. In this case they are. And number 7, crime, violence, and race relations. Crime and violence, and often race relations are connected, but race relations is a world unto itself. At number 6, COVID-19. This is the lowest it's been on the chart
Yep.
since it first was announced 2 years ago this week by the World Health Organization that this thing called the Wuhan coronavirus, now called COVID-19, was a pandemic. And we're 2 years into that, and now it's number six. Of course, it could be number one if it weren't for all the other stuff going on. Sort of obliterated it.
Kind of nice that it's not.
It doesn't mean, yeah, exactly. You know, it's what we choose to talk about. And we can only, you know, we can't double track our talking. You know, the left speaker, we're talking about COVID, and the right speaker, we're talking about the war. I mean, it's...
why not? Everything else is left and right. Might as well do that, too. No more stereo. It's all mono.
Damn it. It's mono and it's monotonous.
It's monotonous.
At number five, 2022 and 2024 elections. We used to talk about how, you know, election season was all the time. Now we talk about two elections at a time. We talk about the midterms and the presidential election constantly. Talk about simultaneous discussions. At number four, the January 6th committee investigation and let the convictions begin. At number, well, I don't know. Some people don't think it's happening fast enough. The economy and gas prices are at number three.
Wow.
And gas prices is part of the economy, but that's the major topic this week in terms of economic issues.
Yep.
And number two, U.S.-Russia-China relations. And number one, the Russia-Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm.
The People Survey, Brittany Griner, basketball player, number 10, Nancy
Stuck
Pelosi.
In Russia.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi at number 9, Ron DeSantis at 8, Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton.
You know what Nancy Pelosi should do? She's really worth herself. She'd offer to exchange, to change places with Brittany Griner so that she could be the hostage over there and bring Brittany home. Wouldn't that be nice?
Is that what she
Pelosi
should do?
Yeah, she had to do that. Yeah, she's really interested in helping America. Okay, next.
All right, number seven. You should have heard what was going on in my head while you were saying that, as I was deciding whether or not to throw out a few quips about Nancy Pelosi playing basketball, but I couldn't think of anything that was funny nor appropriate.
Okay.
Greg Abbott and Ken, we talked about them. Kamala Harris at number six. She's the vice president of the United States. And number five, Donald Trump.
Oh, geez, that's right, too. Yeah.
At number five, Donald Trump. He still thinks he's president of the United States.
Not really. He's not a kingmaker anymore. I think he's
lost that sense. Let me tell you what we're finding, and I say this very hesitantly because we're just starting to put this research together, and it's not politically motivated. But is Donald Trump losing his luster within the GOP and within the Republican and conservative talk radio community? It appears to be the case.
Well, you want to have an example of that, just as an aside, just for a second. An example of that is the race for a House seat in Tennessee. A lady named Morgan Ortegas said that she wanted to run for this seat. She did so with former President Trump's complete and total endorsement. And it was, as you were suggesting, was, past tense, a surefire way for a candidate to become competitive in a crowded field. However, it has backfired on her. This lady was a former Trump State Department spokesperson. She moved to Tennessee only months ago to run for this seat. And the people who are in Tennessee are furious about this reality. They think, oh, the carpetbagger. It reminds me of when Hillary Clinton moved to New York to run for the Senate seat there. Same thing here. And people don't like it. And they don't like it that Trump was pushing her as hard as they were. And they said that he's irrelevant and she's irrelevant. And she probably is not going to get very far. But I thought it was very interesting that it was built, the arguments built around Trump's endorsement and her moving in, thinking that because she had his endorsement, she would automatically become number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting indeed, and this is something to watch very carefully, both in examples such as the one you've cited, and also just the positions of commentators.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people are invested in their support of Donald Trump, either emotionally or professionally, but they're even more invested in their own well-being. And let's just say the debate, the internal debate, the conflict is beginning.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to follow.
Well, it's very interesting to see other people suffering that same thing. A kid, and this literally is a kid, he's a congressman from North Carolina named Madison Cawthorn, who appears to be about as dumb as a rock, went on record this week in an interview saying Zelensky is nothing but a thug and we shouldn't be supporting him. Well, you can imagine how well that one. He called him incredibly evil.
Well, he is corrupt.
Like most of the other leaders of the Eastern European bloc. But for him to be dumb enough, and that's, I mean, after I saw that, I looked at some of the other things he said. He makes Marjorie Taylor Greene look like a member of Mensa. So. No.
Well, I'm not sure that I care to stand beside you in your statement that Vladimir Zelensky is corrupt, but I guess you have your reasons for saying
I do have them. My reasons. Yeah,
okay,
that's okay.
Yeah.
So not corrupt in this circumstance, just the way the Eastern Europeans. It's sort of interesting how Eastern European and Russian thinking is. They aim to be corrupt. They're just part of society. Everything over there is kind of corrupt. At least that was my experience in my trips over there. At any rate, he still is a good, he's a beacon of light as far as leadership is concerned. That's for sure, I think. Don't you?
Would you say that Winston Churchill was corrupt?
No, well, I don't know. I suppose everybody is to a point.
Well, that's the point. Where do you draw the line? You know, it's your corruption versus my corruption.
Yeah, right.
They say it takes a certain amount of grease to keep the wheels turning without them, burning up.
All right.
So Trump is 5, Xi Jinping is 4. The aforementioned saint or sinner, Vladimir Zelensky, is number 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1, and there are the talkers' charts for you.
18 past the hour.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are 4 other bakeries within 5 blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store, N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's their editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm nothing in comparison to Michael. I'm the host of the program to a point. But Michael is the most important. And by the way, good hosts.
What are you saying?
I'm saying good hosts always let the guest or the person who is on with him shine. The focus is on you and not on me. Once in a while, I do get off on a toot, as you acknowledged earlier when we were talking about something that I've at this point forgotten about. So here's something that is, I think, very interesting. And when we're talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, some of the ancillary things, I love talking about things that are, you know, sort of a side street to the issue. For example, this week, the Lada company, which makes the cars in Russia, shut down. They can't, there's no supply for parts because most of the parts come from other countries and they can't assemble any more Ladas because there are no parts to assemble the cars.
Is that what they call the cars in Russia, Ladas?
Lada. The brand is L-A-D-A.
I didn't know Russia made cars.
Yes, they make the Lada.
Well, they used to make Ladas.
Now they make a lot of Ladas now.
Little Ladas, yeah. Yeah. Little Ladas,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the fellow... Okay, calm down. The station owner who is getting death threats. You know, I think I mentioned this last week. There's a station somewhere in Kansas, I think, that plays Russian programming. He sold his time to the Russians.
We're running the story by him in Talkers today.
Yes, and what does it say? Want to give
us is against the National Association of Broadcasters for discouraging the airing of Russian-originated programming. He says it's anti-First Amendment. Actually, it's not, but
no,
it's his opinion, and we run it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear this. I want to hear more about that because I did not know. I haven't seen the Talkers. I've seen
it probably isn't even up yet as we're speaking, but it's going in today's news. It's
overview.
It's part of the cycle that we're preparing. Yeah,
Talkers.com. Get the daily news and the list every week. By the way, of the top stories and the top people, Talkers.com. Also at DJVShow.com. So, all right. So this guy is saying that he believes that he's in the right, even if they blow up his station. Somebody's going to blow up his station. Do something horrible.
Look, you know, that's so wrong. That's two wrongs making a bigger wrong.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you know how people are when they get something. They don't know the whole story. There are lots of people, lots of radio stations that sell what we call brokered time. And the Chinese government has bought time on stations. I don't approve of that. I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think this guy's a businessman. So he's doing what he's allowed to do. I think the government should step in and not allow broadcasts in any foreign language, frankly. Period.
Oh, my.
We don't
oh
know
my.
What they're saying. Right.
Oh, my.
I don't
know. Oh, my. Yeah.
No, I mean, oh, my. What does he say
oh
now?
You're right. And yes, we should arrest those people.
Yes. What have you been waiting for? Absolutely. You're under arrest if you play that stuff.
How do we know, though? Seriously. How do we know
what the Chinese are saying in Chinese, what the Russians are saying in Russian, what even the Latin shows. You know, there was a study that was done.
I have trouble understanding what some of these people are saying in English.
In English. It depends on what part of the country you're from. Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm serious, though. I remember I'm sure we talked about it here. There was a study done, I don't know, 15 years ago about what the Hispanics were saying. There was swearing and all kinds of things, and nobody paid attention to it because nobody the FCC spoke Spanish at the time.
I remember
that. So, you know, yeah. So this is what's going on. Anyway, more from our perch here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour now.
This is a St. Jude moment. Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Despite the promise not to involve U.S. troops in the war between Russia and Ukraine, a miscalculation from either side could risk dragging NATO into the conflict. Russia launched several missiles at a base in western Ukraine over the weekend that landed roughly 10 miles from the Poland border, killing 36 people and wounding 134 others. The fear of escalation in the conflict has been at the center of the Biden administration's response in recent days. The Pentagon last week denied a request from Poland to transfer MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine's armed forces. The first American killed in the Russian invasion is journalist Brent Renaud. He was killed by Russian forces in the Ukrainian city of Irpin. Another American journalist was wounded. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews are officially husband and wife. On March 12th, the high school sweethearts announced they had tied the knot in Maui, Hawaii. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Russia is a key negotiator for the United States-Iran nuclear deal, Moscow put in a stipulation on the agreement last week that halted discussions. Russia wants the United States not to interfere with its trade with Iran as part of the nuclear deal. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax that this could allow for Russia to cut a deal with Iran to use the country to sell Russian oil back to the United States.
They are saying there is no indication from any source that Biden administration would try to get oil from Venezuela, for example, or Iran. Well, first of all, if they would actually read that bill and not just read the title, Democrats, I concede this, Democrats are so much better than Republicans when it comes to putting fake names, names that are exactly the opposite of what a bill does, on a bill. So they say it's suspending war from Russia, that Iran has been, and even some Democrat news, they actually got this right. Iran is using Russia to negotiate for them in their Iranian nuclear deal.
The trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer that was scheduled to resume Monday has been postponed as a participant tested positive for COVID-19. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now on the D. Oops, wait a minute. That's not the right program. There's so many programs I do, I forget sometimes what I'm doing. This, how can I forget this, though? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the charts from Talkers for the week of March 6th to the 10th. Stories, people list, the whole Megillah is here. So we should start a new segment of the program, Michael. Talkers under arrest. So we have the story. There, you know, we've had over the years talk radio folks who have sold things who have gotten into trouble. First name that comes to mind is Sonny Block. Some people may remember him. Some people won't. He was around in the 80s and 90s. He went to jail and died in jail because of his shenanigans on the air. Now, maybe that's an extreme example, but there have been other people who've been arrested and convicted of various schemes, selling things on mostly brokered programs, though. Does that need further explanation, do you think?
Obviously, it's a broad topic that you're picking up and a deep topic, but I don't know off the top of my head whether most of those who have been arrested for deeds committed within the context of their radio broadcasts or on brokered shows or worked for the stations. I can't draw that conclusion. There's been so many, and they're all so complicated and different. There's so many laws that can be broken when you're on the radio. So I don't know whether it has to do with brokered shows, but yes, there have been a lot of people who've been arrested in the act of broadcasting, you know, something that they've done. Yeah.
Some people should be arrested for the act.
And then there are a lot that get away with stuff.
No, I'm talking about some of the people that masquerade as talk radio hosts that really are not. I'm not going to listen to any current or former members of that club.
There are people who get arrested in every profession for abusing their license or for abusing the rights of people that come to them for services within a certain profession, certain ethical boundaries. So it's not just broadcasters. It's just, you know, talk radio has become high profile in the last 30 years or so.
Well, remember,
it's been a long time.
The first person to give his life as a talk radio host for his beliefs was Alan Berg. Remember that at KOA in Denver? That was like, how many years ago was that? 30? 35?
It was more than 30. It was pushing toward the 40 years ago. It was in the pre-modern era.
Yeah. And, great host though. He was a fabulous talk radio host.
Yeah. He interestingly was a liberal host. On a commercial station out west, and, he was shot by, what's been described as Nazi skinheads.
Yeah. They didn't like him, what he said about that.
His story was the basis of the play that became a movie called Talk Radio. It goes back. But next week we're going to have a very interesting podcast featuring Ian Freeman, who's part of a syndicated radio show out of Keene, New Hampshire, that has made waves across the country for a long time now. It's called Free Talk Live, and he's been arrested by the FBI. And I'm going to let it stand at that, but I interviewed him while under arrest. He's been arrested now for a while.
Arrested a couple of times. They got into trouble, but this is real.
Well, he was a radical prankster. He would do things like put money in the meters of parking people and keen against the law to do that, because then the cops can't write tickets and meet their quota. Or he would go and videotape stuff at courts where they said no video allowing under his First Amendment right. But he's gotten himself into a world of trouble with the FBI over cryptocurrency. It's far too complicated to really get into it now, other than to pre-promote it. Next week we'll talk about it. It'll be posted at Talkers, a one-hour conversation, no commercial interruptions between me and Ian Freeman about his adventures with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And now, while we have you talking about the MH interview, why don't you just tell us who's on it this week so folks can listen to it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com.
Well, the current one is with the fellow who has made a famous name for himself, Chris. I'm blanking on his last name.
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen, and he's the guy that has arrested like over 400 predators, sexual predators, online. And he talks about To Catch a Predator and all that stuff. It's very interesting indeed.
It's
at mhinterview.com.
The reason that's good, what that does, it, for me anyway, and for those of us who have been doing this for a long time, there was a, formerly before we became so crazed about politics and the Republicans being right-wingers on the air, there were a lot of people who did things on the air that were a result of either getting a tip, and they would, Jerry Williams was great for that in Boston and New York and Chicago when he was doing, he'd take a story and they'd find something wrong, or they'd find some it was something that the host would focus on and stick to and follow it through. You know, there are guys who stopped a lot of things because of their voices on the air. Vox Populi, I think some people used to refer to it as he, and I remember him again stopping. The governor wanted to put a prison in a town, and the town was small. That's why they wanted to put it there, because they figured there'd be no resistance. And Jerry Williams took on the task and managed to get that building defeated. Yeah. Those are the advocacy days of talk radio.
Yeah, Jerry Williams also was most famous for overturning the rule to put seatbelts in cars. Eventually, they got it, but when they first did it, he had it postponed, and it was through his populist broadcasts. We had a lot of muckrakers back in that day.
You might
remember our mutual friend attorney Mike Siegel.
Yeah,
made a big name for himself across the country.
He's still around, too.
He's still around. He's semi retired. He still dabbles in it and writes. He wrote a book and. He's a good fellow. He was a very, very, very big, powerful voice in Seattle talk radio.
Yeah, right.
His was a case where he went too far. He in terms of his career, he was the king of Seattle talk radio, and then he went into national syndication and never quite regained that stronghold that he had in Seattle. Sometimes it's wise to stay where you are. Mm-hmm. Not water it down by going.
Well, everybody thinks they can be a national if they do well locally. Everybody wants to. You see ads in the various trades. I don't know that I'm trying to think of what I've seen in talkers for people who want to be a host. You want to be a host? Call me. I'll make you a star. You know, some radio consultant suggesting that he can. It's kind of like going. Well, I was about to trip myself up, and I think I'll stop before I get myself into trouble.
You're learning.
Editing my thoughts, if you will.
Yeah, so that extra split second can save your life.
I never, And I think you and I have talked about this at one point. I used to never think about what I said, and some people said,
"Well, that's very flustered."
I'm just kidding you.
I'm kidding. No, I would say whatever came into my mind. I was famous, if you will, or infamous for saying not things that were necessarily bad. They were either silly or maybe they weren't too smart. But we called it free form at the time. You're just talking about free talk live, these guys, in New Hampshire. But that was in the day when we didn't feel like we needed to be edited. You know, Imus, certainly a disciple from that, he said whatever came into his mind. So did Howard Stern. I wasn't cut out of that cloth, but I did I used to say things that seemingly were ridiculous. Or, I'd have my theory about where humans came from, outer space, and people would think that I was certifiable, stuff like that. And now, I still say that. I still talk about my theory there, but I will think about stuff. It'll come. What's the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion.
Well, that's where the action is. The action is in that micro time, plank time between when the thought occurs to you and when it comes out your mouth.
Your mouth.
And sometimes if you slow it down and you actually analyze the thought process that goes on in that split microsecond between the thought and the utterance.
But isn't that what makes it entertaining? Isn't that what makes it fun?
It's true. It makes it entertaining, but it also, there's a risk. There's a downside.
Well, now there is.
Well, there always was. There's always been things that are taboo. It was just different taboos. That's all.
Remember the time I talked about Jesus and a prostitute and I got thrown off of a station down in North Carolina? You knew that was a long time ago, but
well, now you have the opportunity if you pursue that to be thrown off of hundreds of stations.
Right, not just one. Right,
I frankly don't remember that story, but I'm not going to egg you on to repeat it.
Thank you.
Because I don't know if there's a statute of limitations involved in,
on
that.
Stupidity.
but the whole thing about the split second between thought and action is where the action really is.
Yep, it is. And that's what makes talk radio, the good talk radio hosts, the good talk radio programs so entertaining. We continue in a matter of moments here. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, it's 45 after the hour.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us.
our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so we have a minute or so here, Michael. The idea of the I'm back sort of stuck on good talk radio hosts and what they do and how they perform and
well,
who
here's
decides.
One for you. How about John DePietro of a small station in Rhode Island, WNRI?
Yep.
He decided at his
this
own
program
expense,
is aired on WNRI, Woonsocket.
Yeah. And he picked himself up and went to the border at the Ukraine-Polish border, and he's broadcasting back to his station on his smartphone, interviewing the immigrants and the refugees as they're coming across the border.
He used to be in Providence and then got in, I think he got into a problem, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, he's a good broadcaster, and that's exciting. Thank you for filling us in on that story here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly check on the top five items from the world of technology. The research done by Victoria Keelan, who just happens to be here with me. To start number five, let's count them down. Number five is a focus on Amazon hitting the road. The Russians are going to be really out to lunch, right, when it comes to ordering and getting those trucks in the middle of the road.
Right. No more Amazon vans parked in the middle of the road. That annoys. That's like the bane of Doug's existence. So they will not be seen anymore in Russia or Belarus. Amazon has decided to halt all of the shipments that are going to Russia and Belarus. They are also barring Amazon Prime Video in Russia. They're halting any new orders of the open world MMO New World game, which is the only game title that it sells in Russia. It's a big video game. A lot of other video game companies have done the same thing. They've just stopped selling over there. And so the cloud computing platform, Amazon Web Services, has also stopped accepting new signups for websites in Russia and Belarus. And so to get around this, though, Russian banks might start using cards that are issued by China's UnionPay system, which might allow Russians to make some overseas purchases, but it just pushes Russia, you know, even closer to China. So that's what a lot of the critics are saying. The more we cut off Russia to the internet and to banking systems, the more we force them into the lap of China, basically.
All right, number four is a focus on Apple.
Yep, Apple held its peak performance event this week, where they introduced new products along with updates to the existing ones. The biggest news is the new M1 Ultra. This is basically the M1 chip that Apple has made. This is the first Apple-made chip in the history of the company. And so the Ultra is basically two M1 chips put together. It's 8 times faster than the standard M1 chip, which is already really fast because I have that in my desktop, and it's I can't believe it's twice as fast. The other new thing is the new iPhone SE. They chose one iPhone to redo, and they chose the SE. It's the newest. It's got
Yay!
Yeah, it's basically, it gives you, here's the thing, it's a smaller package, it's still the 4.7-inch screen. It give for $429, which is a bargain compared to what you pay for the iPhone 13, and basically you're getting a 13 in a small package with the SE, so the new SEs are really great, and it's been a year and a half since the last update of the iPad Air. That has another new version. It looks the same, but it's got better stuff inside, and then Apple TV Plus for programming has announced two Major League Baseball games will air on Friday nights during the regular season, and they also have a 24/7 MLB live stream, so there's going to be a lot of cool stuff if you're a baseball fan.
Number three, a focus on crypto.
President Biden signed an executive order this week for a sweeping review of the government's approach to cryptocurrency. They obviously want to secure the U.S. as a leader in this rapidly growing industry, but there are also lots of safety concerns to consumers and to the financial system itself. So this whole review is probably going to end with some structure to it, which it desperately needs, some regulatory responses, which it also needs, and they say that the global market is $1.85 trillion for crypto right now, and so the Russian invasion of Ukraine has shaped Washington's focus on crypto and how governments handle digital currency. So Russia and China and 100 other countries are already looking at having a central digital currency. So we'll see where we come out of it. The Federal Reserve did their report in January outlining potential benefits and drawbacks of issuing electronic cash, which would basically be not that dissimilar to just issuing a credit card. But so Circle, which is one of the largest platforms of crypto in the world, wrote on Twitter, the CEO, Jeremy Allaire, wrote on Twitter that the United States is finally taking this seriously, and he said that those in the industry have been begging the White House for more than 9 years to get this regulatory system and structure in place. So hopefully something good will come of it. Crypto's not going anywhere, for sure.
Number two, the hackers in Russia get turnabout as fair play.
Yeah, so Anonymous, which is the most notorious hacking group that we know of, it's certainly the highest profile. What they did this week, they hacked into multiple Russian TV broadcasts, and instead of showing whatever Putin wants to show, which is his propaganda machine, they turned it around and showed actual footage from Ukraine of citizens and civilians being bombed, forced to flee their homes. I mean, real footage of what's going on in Ukraine. And so they say that 70% of Russians actually support this invasion of Ukraine because it's been, you know, billed to them as fighting Nazism and saving Ukraine. So it's a mess.
Number one, Russia blocking all access to Facebook will be...
Yeah, this is sort of tied in with... they've blocked all access to Facebook, and this is a major problem. It's not just... this is like the banking system. If you keep pushing people into the dark, they're not going to have any way of knowing what's happening in the real world, and that's a problem.
All right, there they are, the top five items from technology this week. It's 59 past the hour on the DJ B Show.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.